We're back with Alphabet Soup on the Anfield Wrap, and we're back to the letter A. I am Dan Morgan. I have Rob Gutman, Andy Heaton and Gareth Roberts with me. If you are not familiar with the concept of Alphabet Soup, we pick a letter of the alphabet. Well, we go in alphabetical order and we discuss all things Liverpool, culture, city, football, club and history. And where else to start with a good old Scousism? Is it a Scousism? I'm not sure. We'll say it is for the premise of this. But Rob Gutman, if I was to call you an arse.
Yes, mate. Well, I put this down on the list, didn't I?
You did. I liked it.
It's, I've lived in Liverpool since I was 18, and it was one of the first Scousisms I became aware of. Funnily enough, from arlasses, you called people arlasses. And there are many debates about how you spell it. Now I think there's a consensus that you spell arlass, A-R-L, U-word, arse. It was when I first encountered it, it used to be spelt about more like, oh, people spelt it A-U-L sometimes.
A-U-L-D.
Alas.
Yeah, yeah, the D. So, but it used to go, that's a bit alas. Now, do you know what? When I first encountered it in the 80s, it was, I think it was used slightly differently to it. Now it's talked about as if to mean old arsehole. That's that. If you translate it into sort of normal people language, it's sort of old arsehole, right? Old arse. But alas, he's a bit alas. He's a bit of a snide.
Yeah.
Shady bastard.
Yeah, a young lad could be an alas, you know? I think we've lost that some. Am I right there? A young lad could be a bit of an alas.
Yeah.
We've lost that, I feel, along the way. Now you can go, oh, Rob's an owl ass. Just means he's an owl fella. It doesn't mean he's an owl fella. It means he's a certain kind of prick.
It was also the concept, Andy, of it was an act. You could be an owl ass. It weren't a fact. You'd be an owl ass there.
Owl ass having a Bloody Mary whilst doing alphabet.
It is very owl ass. I've just finished work this second, and there's two people on Bloody Marys as we're recording. But yeah, go on, Hans, what's your take?